Yeah, look, it's obviously last year was obviously broke my leg, and it was a tough one. But obviously the 2 years and obviously a bit of last year as well was really enjoyable. I was really enjoying my time with Shamrock Rovers and made a successful one. Obviously come back then the other night, it was just another 3 points really to myself. Obviously with Sligo the way we're going, it was just a case of coming up and trying to give our best performance and see where I went. And I thought we were very good in the night. Yeah, one that we enjoyed, but now again Friday, so look, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We had a great start, and obviously the other night was nice as well, going back to Tala. Obviously lovely pitch, lovely place to play.
So look, a top of the table clash against your former side there. The tackles were certainly flying in. I know you were telling me before we started here that you're a little sore still after Monday night, but do you think the old players, do you think your old teammates there, were they out to get you, your former teammates?
Nah, no. Head of game. It's first against second in the league. It was a lot to take. Well, I wouldn't want to be any other way. So I wouldn't say they're out to get me, no. Obviously still a good few friends at the club and stuff, and a bit of banter before and after and all. But look, it was a feisty affair, and they're always going to be them games. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, sure, look, it was a big result for you anyway, and you certainly have the one-up on them for the rest of the season as it stands currently anyway. So plenty more banter to come from you guys. But looking for yourself there, obviously you make the move to Sligo, and you know you do get that very serious injury playing against Wexford last year, and you pick that up, and you know you're heading into, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're heading into the latter stages of your career now. So you do pick up that injury. Does it make you that little bit more cautious and a bit more wary of your limitations when you know get back to football after something like that?
No, look, obviously when it happened at the time, yeah, obviously all them factors came into my mind, my age, how serious the leg break was. Obviously there was a few dark days and I was thinking, Jesus, will I get back? Is that it? You can't really control what way your career is going to end. Sometimes some lads are lucky to do that, and I was kind of probably thinking that could be it for me, but I came to a stage then where I just thought, no, I'm not. I'm going to get back, and I kind of had that drive to get back, and it was kind of a new challenge for me. I've been lucky enough throughout my career not to have bad serious injuries. Obviously I had a few niggles here and there and stuff, but it was a case where, right, this is a new challenge for me. I was going to hit it head on and see where it goes, and this is a case where I couldn't get back, so be it. But the aim was to get back, and I have, and I probably feel better than I ever did. It was a case where, look, obviously I had to do a lot of training on my own and stuff like that, and it was a case where I kind of worked a bit more on probably other things that I probably didn't have time to do, because of obviously 14 seasons now I've been going, and literally non-stop pre-seasons and seasons and stuff. You kind of just, it's kind of maintaining stuff, but obviously in that time I probably had different things to do with my body that I could manage and stuff that I couldn't do before. So it was a tough challenge for me to get back, and I was just delighted that I could, and it's going well so far. And at the minute now, with my limitations, no, I think I've been fit as I ever was. Nothing's really changed from my game point of view, so touch wood, it continues.
Yeah, look, and it was the worst time, I suppose, to get an injury like that, because, you know, you haven't really had such a serious injury before. You've picked up knocks, obviously, as footballers do, but, you know, this is your first real serious injury. It's not even like you can blow off steam and go meet your friends or anything like that, because you're under lockdown. You have to stay within your 5 kilometer limit. Is there anybody you can turn to in that situation to sort of bring you out of those dark days you mentioned? And does being under lockdown like that, does that actually help you in a way to get back from that injury? Because I guess it gives you the motivation and the time, really, to sort of rehab properly.
No, look, I suppose turn to my family and stuff like that, but it was more myself. I like to think I'm some way mentally strong. And obviously, there's a few dark days there in my rehab, and I was thinking, like, Jesus, some of the days I'm thinking, like, I couldn't do a certain thing or a certain day, and I'm thinking, Jesus, will I ever be able to do it? But no, I just thought, look, it's just trust the process. I was well looked after at Shamrock Rovers, the physios there and the doctors, Alan Byrne and physios Tony McCarthy, and it was a case then where, look, just trust the process. And it was a case where every day then it was more improvement, and seeing that improvement would give you that bit more confidence. And to heal, I had to get a plate and 6 screws in my leg, so it was a case where different factors might come into my ankle. It was so low down on my leg that I might lose a bit of mobility in my ankle. So it was just a case where I needed to get over that fact that it mightn't be the same, and other things might come along the way injury-wise from that. So, but once I knew that and the leg was fine, it healed grand, the plates and the screws are still in there. So it was a case, right, I needed to get over that fear factor. And then it was just kick on with it. I probably got back, I think it was 5 months, so I think I got back really, really early. I got back for the semi-final with Shamrock Rovers last year, and then played a bit in that and a bit in the final. And I would probably rush back myself, because obviously we were down bodies, and obviously me being me, I wanted to play in the game. But then obviously when the season was over, I had to do my own rehab again. I wasn't fully done in terms of injury wise. I would have been fine, it was just obviously lack of match fitness. So over the off season then, it was just a case where I needed to stick at it. Everyone else was on their break, and I was just plugging away with me rehab and probably doing extra, and then obviously getting up to Sligo then and getting a good pre-season under my belt, which I did, and here we are now, you know.
And how are you finding life in the Northwest now? Because obviously anybody who moves their life around will know that it's a very difficult thing to do, and especially when you're under lockdown, you're moving to a brand new place, somewhere that's alien to you really, and you can't even experience the place properly because, you know, you're under lockdown, you're staying within your 5k. So with things starting to open up now, are you discovering more about Sligo and the Northwest, and how have you found it?
Yeah, no, look, the lockdown, not that it helped me, but my focus anyway when I came up, obviously first, I love Sligo at the minute, we're doing really well as a group, as a team and a club, going places and stuff. But from my own point of view, when I got up first, my main focus was football anyway. So the lockdown probably, in a strange way, it probably helped me, because my focus was every day getting training, getting fit. But like I said, I was kind of still in my rehab time frame, so it kind of really helped, because I had one focus, and that was just to get fit for the season. It probably helped in a mad way if things had been open normally, you know, I got distracted by certain things, and so I think the lockdown actually helped me a bit. So I was a lovely place. Obviously the last while I've got out to see a few of the places, and obviously it's gradually coming back to normal, please God, back in real normality now soon. Yeah, no, I'm settling in really well. Like I said, a good group of lads here, good group of talented players. The manager that wants to do well, ambitious, and the club are very ambitious at the minute, finishing in Europe, trying to get the caliber of our player up. Look, we've had a great start to the season, and like I said, it's only started, we've only played 12-13 games, a lot of games to go. No one's getting ahead of ourselves up here, staying grounded and just trying to work on this group. Everyone wants to do well. I think that'll stand to us, and we see how we go.
The man known as Bucko, Liam Buckley, is working his magic up there in Sligo at the minute. He has you top of the league, as well as some brilliant performances from the players. But you would have worked with Liam when you were at St. Pat's there at the start of your career. So did that kind of connection with Liam, did that influence your decision to go up there?
Yeah, look, it did. I've worked with Liam before. We were great for each other. He was great for me. I was great for him and at Pat's, some successful times. And obviously, I know the way he operates, and he knows the way I operate. So when I knew I wasn't getting a contract at Shamrock Rovers, I had to weigh up my options and see what was best for me. Obviously, moving out west, I've only really been in Dublin most of my career, and down in Cork for two, so it's probably a bit of a change. But obviously Liam, like I said, is ambitious, and he was telling me the players he was getting in, and he wants to drive the thing on from last year, trying to improve our four play. Did I probably think we'd start as well as I did? Probably not. Look, like I said, we're doing well. But back to Liam, he knows the way I operate, what kind of player I am, and he wants me to come up and drive the thing on with my experiences and stuff. Yeah, I think we've gone for each other. He gives me that license to motivate the lads. Liam is very calm in his approach. Good cop, bad cop in a way. Like I said, it's so far it's going good, and may it continue.
I think it's really interesting that you've mentioned that you've been brought in as an experienced head, really, because Sligo are one of those sides, and listen, fans of this show will think I'm a broken record, really, when it comes to this, but, you know, Sligo are a great example of what you can do when you do have that core of local young lads in your side that can help drive you to the top, really, and you've got the likes of John Mahon and John Kenny there that have really helped to drive you on. So have you enjoyed working with those guys and sort of showing them the ropes, really, and, you know, sort of being the experienced head around them and the leader for them?
Yeah, look, it's great. I think all clubs, wherever it may be, you need to have that local core group of lads in your club. You know, it's their club and what it means to them. You see, like Ed McGinty, there's loads of young lads, there's like John, Johnny Kenny, Mark Byrne, like even David Cawley. This is their club, like, you know, and it's great for me to come up and being able to pass on my experience as well. But at the end of the day as well, I need to get a respect to them. It's their local club, and I'm sure Sligo would have seen players come up here over the years and just coming up to get their wages and see what happens and stuff. Like, I wanted to come up and do well and win, and they see that, and you get that bond then together as a teammate. They're a hungry group of lads, same as myself, and it's great to have that in a dressing room. And then obviously trying to help the lads, and just by raising standards and the performances on the pitch and in training every day, and hopefully it rubs off on the young lads, talented lads there. I will have great careers anyway, they know anyway, I can help them, they know I'm there for them, you know.
One talking point among League of Ireland fans at the minute is the state of refereeing, and you know, nobody knows that more than Wexford fans after that disaster against UCD a couple of weeks ago, but it's starting to creep into the First Division as well. Goals that shouldn't have been counted are being counted, and some fouls are being missed and that kind of stuff. But as a player, look, I know you don't want to antagonise any officials who might be listening that you might come up against later on, but as a player, is it more difficult to play the game now knowing that, you know, this referee is going to referee the game one way and next week it could be completely different?
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk too much about referees, I suppose, but no, look, at the end of the day, they have a hard job. There's 22 on the pitch, man to win, you know, and everyone will see things different, you know, and at the end of the day, they have a tough job to do. But like you said, that's all you want really as a player. You want that consistency. And as a player as well, all you want to be able to do is be able to talk to a ref. There's a few you can, there's a few that they won't even listen to you, like, you know, they won't even, so like, I'm not going to name a ref, but there's like 1 week you'd be able to talk to a ref and say, what did you see there, or what did you think, and he'd admit that he got it wrong. And as a player, you'd say, yeah, no problem, that's fine, you'd respect that. And then there's other ones you'd ask a question and it's just like, get away from me. So like, it's hard to fathom at times, but like I said, they do have a tough job. So all you're looking for is consistency throughout the week. Yes, well, look, like I said, I don't want to say too much, but they have a hard job. Just like I said, just looking for consistency.
Job's a bit more difficult now when the 32-year-old centre midfielder is screaming in their face, though, I'd say.
look, it has to be done if it's a case where I can influence the ref in some way and get a decision for my team. I won't stop.
Listen, I suppose that's what 14 years of football experience will bring you, though, at the same time.
Yeah. You're not, you're making me out to be ancient here.